With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. For Donald Trump, one last major campaign stop before the GOP convention comes up next week. The former president on the stump today, just outside of Pittsburgh. President Biden in Detroit yesterday claiming Motown is Joetown.
The rally suggests the Biden campaign is fighting to keep a traditional Democratic stronghold from flipping back to Donald Trump.
Kamala and I won Michigan in 2020 because of you, and we're going to win it again in 2024.
4 years ago, Mr. Biden led former President Trump by more than 7 points in the polls at this point before the election. Now, an average of 5 polls over the past month, reported by RealClearPolitics.com, indicates that Mr. Trump has made Michigan a battleground state where he leads Mr. Biden now by 0.6 percentage point. Donald Trump won Michigan in 2016 against Hillary Clinton by 0.2 percentage point. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, attorneys for the president's son withdrawing their request for the new gun trial.
Hunter Biden was found guilty last month on 3 felony charges stemming from his purchase of a handgun in 2018 when he was allegedly struggling with drug addiction, and faces up to 25 years imprisonment and hefty fines when sentenced. In June, his attorneys asked for a retrial, saying that the trial started before the circuit court formally denied the 54-year-old Biden's appeal, meaning the appeals court still maintained jurisdiction on the case, not the court that convicted him. Special Counsel David Weiss, who charged Biden, responded to the request, stating that the ask should be denied as it was based on an apparent misunderstanding of appellate practice, as the circuit court held its order did not have jurisdiction.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. Delta Airlines changing employee uniform policy that follows a passenger's outrage over 2 flight attendants wearing Palestinian pins. This is SRN News. Israel has no chief rabbi.
For the first time in about 100 years, the Jewish state is without an occupant of one of its most important offices. David Lau and Yitzhak Yosef, who are both serving jointly, have ended their 10-year terms, and there's no agreement on who is going to replace them. The office of chief rabbi has become a point of contention in Israel, and the 150-member council of rabbis and public officials that have to select a replacement just can't seem to agree on the next one. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Swiss museum has pulled down 5 paintings, including a Van Gogh and a Monet, after the foundation that owns them called for a deeper look at their origins. This follows the establishment of new U.S. guidelines on just how to handle artworks that were once confiscated from Jewish families by the Nazis. This is SRN News. The health of the Chesapeake Bay is improving. Here's John Scott.
The Bay has received its highest grade since 2002 in an annual report released by scientists, a C+. The health of the nation's largest estuary is a reflection of what's happening across its 6-state watershed, which includes Delaware, Maryland, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia, along with the District of Columbia. Scientists made special note of Pennsylvania's efforts to block pollution from entering state waterways. Pennsylvania has faced previous criticism for not doing enough to stop pollution. John Scott reporting.
Hudson Athens Lighthouse in danger of toppling into the water, and officials say the 150-year-old lighthouse in the middle of the Hudson River urgently trying to save it. Turbulence from passing commercial ships speeding by, the deterioration of the wooden supports. Efforts now are to raise money to save the aging lighthouse. More details at srnnews.com.